USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As violence and protests continue in major cities around the country, 15 police officers were hurt as they responded to a protest in D.C.'s Black Lives Matter Plaza late last night into this morning. They were hit with rocks, bricks, frozen water bottles, and fireworks. At least five protesters, three men and two women, were arrested on charges of assaulting police officers. Protesters received minor injuries, according to D.C.'s police commander. In a tweet this morning, President Donald Trump said Mayor Muriel Bowser should arrest the agitators and thugs. He also said, clean up D.C. or the federal government will do it for you. Enough. The protests follow the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Wisconsin and the commitment march, which was peaceful just days ago. Protests in other areas such as Kenosha, Wisconsin, and Portland, Oregon also had shootings and three deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com.
The Department of Justice has seized three websites, and USA's John Clements has details.
The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is a designated foreign terrorist organization, and as such, tried to use the three websites to use four different foreign-flagged oil tankers to get petroleum to the disputed government of Nicolas Maduro in Caracas. The four vessels contained almost 1.2 million barrels of petroleum. A portion of the money collected from the seizure of the oil will go to the U.S. Victims of State-Sponsored Terrorism Fund.
More than 115,000 inactive voter registrations are now at the risk of being removed from Ohio's voter rolls, but not until after the November election. The final revised figure released represents the number of voter registration that will be purged if they are not activated. Inactive voters in Ohio have to take certain actions to stay on the rolls, including voting on Election Day or updating and confirming their address through the state's voting website. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
After nearly two centuries in business, Lord & Taylor, America's first department store, is liquidating all of its assets and closing its doors for good. The announcement comes just weeks after the company filed for bankruptcy, adding to a long list of retailers thrown into financial downfalls by the coronavirus. It will close all 38 of its remaining stores and its website. Initially, it planned to keep 14 of their stores open. All of the company's existing inventory, new store arrivals, and new items not previously sold at stores will be available at a deep discount. Hillary Clinton is predicting that Donald Trump's reelection effort will be messy, and that the former Democratic candidate has some advice for Joe Biden. If the race is close, do not concede.
You know, Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances, because I think this is going to drag out, and eventually I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch and if we are as focused and relentless as the other side is.
Speaking with Jennifer Palmieri on Showtime's The Circus, Clinton said Trump would likely try to take the election by going after absentee voting. She continues to emphasize that even a small margin of votes can have major consequences, looking back to her experience winning the popular vote but still losing in the Electoral College. Democrats, she said, should be ready to fight the results at all costs. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.